Recovery Radio, KMP3000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com, and get the books. Go to sarcasticbigbook.com, or just go to Amazon. And as always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started. Maybe it's just winding down. Maybe it's somewhere right in the middle. But here we are. You and me. And I am glad for that. And I am grateful I have no desire to drink today. And I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee from Trader Joe's mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. And it was very important that I tell you that. It's a big deal, I know. Just kidding. What's on my mind and heart right now is a sentence from Emmett Fox. And I don't remember where I read it. But it's a sentence that I think about a lot. And it's something that I think about a lot because I've reached a point at some time where these words that I'm about to share with you really came to life and really meant something. And now they really mean something, and I believe them wholeheartedly, feel it to my core, wholeheartedly. What I'm about to share. But you know how things are like that? Like sometimes, well, a lot of times, you'll hear something, somebody will say something, but you don't really hear it. And then one day you just kind of hear it for the first time. And that's happened with a lot of stuff I remember in Alcoholics Anonymous, in the Big Book in particular. Stuff that my sponsor said. Stuff that Mike, the person who really shared with me the message that saved my life, used to say. I remember one time, Mike had passed away, and years had gone by. And I ran into one of his sponsees at a meeting that I hadn't seen in years. And he said to me, "Do you remember what Mike used to say?" And I was just dying to hear because, you know, Mike's been so influential to me. And I said, "No, what? What did he say? What did Mike say?" And he said, and everything stopped. Like everything froze and I heard him. It was like the words that came out of his mouth were like being printed on my heart. And he said, "Mike used to say, God is the inner experience of principles applied." And for some reason, all those years later, despite the fact that I had been around Mike when he, I'm sure, had said it many times in my presence, on this night, at this meeting, through the mouth of his sponsee, I heard it. And so sometimes it's just like that. So there's a sentence that I want to share with you that I hear in my head a lot. And maybe this will be the time that it lands on someone listening. Maybe not. Maybe it already has. I don't know. But here it is. It comes from Emmett Fox. And again, I don't know where I read this. You know, I'm too tired to look it up right now. I'm so tired. I'm so tired, man. Just kidding. Fear is nothing but a false belief about the power and availability of God. Fear is just a false belief about the power and availability of God. All fear is an untrue belief involving what God can do and how available God is. That's what fear is. Fear is an inaccurate belief about what God can do and about how available God is to me. I don't know why. One day I heard that and it landed. And I got it. I just got it. I just understood it and I just adopted it as a belief entirely. Fear is nothing but a false belief about the power and availability of God. And I might even be butchering that or switching it up somehow, but that is... the statement. That's kind of amazing. Because when I think about that, it affects a lot of things I think about, and it affects how I think about them. And it defangs a lot of thoughts that are otherwise would be fear-based or scary or whatever. Remember in 2009, I was really going through it. Had lost everything you could lose in life except for my sobriety and my literal life. And I talked about it on here. I was, you know, I did a inventory and read it to somebody real quick and then turned my attention to trying to help other people, and I was getting some real results from that, and I kind of couldn't believe it. I was in mind-numbing pain, but I also felt really kind of spectacular at the same time. Both of these things existed, and I was standing in the meeting hall down the street. And something I'd read many, many times, all of a sudden, I was reading it to somebody. And all of a sudden, it jumped out at me like it was for me. And it's on page 100. It's the first paragraph. It says, "Both you and the new man must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. If you persist, remarkable things will happen. When we look back, we realize that the things that came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands were better than anything we could have planned. Follow the dictates of a higher power, and you will presently live in a new and wonderful world, no matter what your present circumstances." And there's an exclamation point. And I remember it was kind of yelling at me, or saying it excitedly. And all of a sudden, it meant something to me. Fear is just a false belief about the power and availability of God. You know, before I go, I want to say thank you to the people who write to me and message me on Instagram and send me emails. It means a lot to me. So if you've ever thought about reaching out and talk yourself out of it, talk yourself back into it and say hello. All right, I want to give a shout out today to Mallory. I want to give a shout out today to Wes and Ross and Katie. And a special shout out to Chelsea and to Dave. And if anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. Yasmin, love you a lot. Special shout out to you as well. And an extra special shout out to Teets. He's really going through a lot right now. Waiter. Yeah. Do you guys have mirrors? Can you just bring me a mirror? I just want to look at myself for a while. I just want to look at my beauty and appreciate it. Like everybody else always does. Because I'm a model. Can I borrow your Ray-Bans? Dumb. Okay, I'm going to go. I do not know why my life was saved, but I am going to go try to live a life that was worth saving, and I hope you'll do the same.